Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here, and it's so good to be with you once again. Today I wanted to share with you a little story. All right, story time. Here we go. I was swimming yesterday, and I'm training for an Ironman, and I'll tell you, man, like there's nothing more humbling than doing something that you're not good at. I never consider myself a strong runner, a strong swimmer, or even thinking about riding, a road bike. And, being in the military for 19 years, you would think, it's, pretty good shape. I've been able to accomplish a few things, but there's something about swimming that gets to me every time. I'm pretty muscular. And what I found is that muscle is not buoyant. Like it doesn't float. And in fact, my hardest, the biggest challenge for me is trying to make it across the pool without sinking. And so I've been very fortunate to meet some friends who do Ironmans kind of like you and I go to the gym, 3 to 5 times a week. They go to do Ironmans like 5 times a year. And they do an Ironman to warm up for an Ironman. And it's pretty amazing to see these guys who some of them are twice my age going out there and crushing it. Talk about a humbling experience for somebody who's, 37 years old and in pretty good shape. But when it comes to this triathlon and this Ironman, it really shows you that you can't be good at everything, but you can be good enough to get through a whole process, a whole evolution. So anyways, I was swimming yesterday and, we swam 2,100 meters. So that's a little over a mile. It's like 1.3 miles. And it's the furthest that I've ever swam in one sitting. And I'll tell you, I was pretty damn proud. 12 weeks ago, I couldn't even swim, 50 meters, the length of the pool without stopping. And I couldn't complete 400 meters total. So needless to say, I've come a long way, but I had an opportunity to meet one of my good friends, Roy. He's a Ironman swim coach. And it was something that happened kind of, I was at the pool swimming and I was talking to him and he says, yeah, I see you swimming and you have a couple things that you can work on that can make it, really good and help you swim better. You mind if I share? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm training for this Ironman and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And he said, oh, that's interesting. He's like, I'm an Ironman swim coach. And I thought to myself, what are the odds of that? That's kind of, we'll share this for another day, but that's what happens whenever you're intentional about where you focus your attention. And so I was working with Roy yesterday and he met me at the pool. And he was showing me, some techniques to help me, extend out, to reduce resistance in the pool and to really get streamlined so that, I don't have to work as hard. And because I'm sitting there swimming and I'm, tearing up the pool and everybody else is just kind of gliding through the water. And he's like, well, here's what you need to do. So he started helping me. Well, we got to about 2,000 meters. And he said, one of the things that I noticed is that when you get tired, he says, you kind of revert back to your old ways. And what he was talking about was, when I start getting tired with the swim, I stop turning my body. I stop, my stroke is off. And, he's basically saying that, once you start, I can tell when you get fatigued because you go back to your old ways. And I thought to myself, man, how applicable is this in our own life? We get tired. We do something for a little bit. We get exhausted. We go to work all day. And we give the best to the office and we give our family, the rest of us, how many times have you, failed to manage your energy? And as a result, you revert back to your old ways, your old habits, your old behaviors, your old belief systems. And I see this time and time again with a lot of people that I coach and speak today, their problem isn't discipline. It isn't consistency. It's energy management, focusing in energy management. You see, our willpower is finite. It's not infinite. And when we rely solely on willpower, we forget that when that goes away, what we're left with is our energy and like our discipline, right? The habits that we create. But what I found is that, you know, when Roy told me that, I thought to myself, man, this is so true. But it also is true for me and probably for you in your own life. You know, we get going, we get motivated, and then we get tired. And what do? We sit back on the couch. We tell ourselves, man, you worked hard today. You earned it. We crack open the alcohol. We start drinking, or we eat crappy food because we thought we did good at the gym. And here's the thing. You don't deserve anything that you have yet to work for. And what I mean is that when you build the conditioning, that muscle of condition and discipline, you start changing your lifestyle. You see, our habits have to become, our behaviors have to become habits. Our habits become lifestyles. And for most people, going to the gym is a habit. For me, it's a lifestyle. Working out is a lifestyle. Challenging myself physically is a lifestyle. For most people, right? Going and saving money is a habit. And for some, it's a lifestyle. You see, it goes behavior, habits, lifestyle. But the problem is that we don't stay in the process long enough to turn those habits into a lifestyle, to where our default setting is not that, you know, I don't drink. It's I'm not a drinker. I don't, you know, smoke cigarettes to I'm not a smoker. It's the little intricacies that we tell ourselves that allow us to identify as that habit, as that behavior, as that discipline. And so what happens, you know, when we get tired and we revert back to our old ways, you know, and going back to that pool, you know, when I was reverting back to my own old ways, I wasn't, you know, extending my arm long enough. I wasn't turning my body and getting streamlined in the water. And what this did was it created more resistance, which increased my heart rate. And then number two is it forced me to work harder, which increased my fatigue. And when your heart rate and your fatigue increases very fast, lactic acid builds up and it's no good in the pool. You can literally drown. But what happens in life whenever we have that resistance because we failed to manage our energy and we didn't do what we were supposed to do in life? Well, chances are it increases your rate of divorce. It increases your lack of influence with those you lead, those you love. It allows you to lack confidence because you lack consistency. It kills your discipline. And everything from there is a downhill spiral. And most people don't realize this until they're at the bottom of the hill. They didn't even realize that they were rolling downhill until they hit rock bottom. And I've been there. Perhaps you too. You see, one of the things that we have to do is we have to catch ourselves. And I'm going to give you three things today that are going to help you catch yourself before you fall all the way to the bottom. Now, some of you might need that. I needed that, you know, whenever I was, you know, 18 and I ended up homeless, I hit rock bottom. I had nowhere else to go. My back was against the wall, but you know what? I needed that because what happens whenever our back isn't against the wall, we continue to run from these problems, the same things that are killing our momentum. We continue to run from them until we have nowhere to go and you're faced with yourself. And you either fall or you fight. And my hope for you is that you continue to fight, continue to push forward, continue to pursue your potential, continue to pursue your process and your purpose. Because once you do, there's no going back. You create systems and structure in your life that allow you to push forward, persevere, no matter what the obstacle is, you're able to turn it into opportunity. So let's get started. So we talked about this mentality, right? This, you know, pushing past tired. You know, you get tired, you start getting lazy, you start getting back into old habits, but then you got to catch yourself, you got to shift, and you have to have this mindset of day one. You see, because it's either one day or day one. I was speaking to my students yesterday and I told them, they said that they were stressed out. And I said, okay, cool. This is exactly where you need to be. Stress is exactly where you, when you're stressed, that means that you're growing. That means that you are pushing, you're forging your future. Without stress, then there is no growth. There is no change. Without change, there is no growth. And I told them that you have to have this mentality of day one. When you fall off the wagon, do you say one day you continue to be like those people that say, one day I'll get my shit together. One day I'll be a good leader. One day I'll have a good marriage. One day I'll save money. One day I'll get my ass in shape. Or do you say, you know what? It's day one. Day one is always the hardest because chances are when you start at day one, you don't know enough. You don't know what it's going to take. You don't know the whole process. You don't know the whole plan. But day one says, you know what? Today starts my commitment, my day that I am committed to who I'm becoming. And a lot of people, even me, when I fall off, I use this analogy. It's day one, back to day one, starting over. But you're really not starting over, okay? Most people don't like day one because they feel like, oh, you know, this is me starting over from scratch. Well, you're starting from a new place of understanding. You're starting from a new baseline. So you're never really starting over. You're starting from a new, fresh perspective. But if you continue to tell yourself one day, it'll never come. You'll continue to start only to restart, right? You start, stop, restart, start, stop, restart. And it's this process of just spinning around in a circle. And one day you might get there, but chances are one day will never come. And so it has to be this mentality of day one. And so as you start finding yourself getting lazy, falling back into the habits, missing the mark, you didn't do your daily tactics that you're supposed to do. You're falling short of your goals. Guess what? Day one. It's day one. Back on the grind. Back on the horse. Because if you don't, you'll be like most people that say, oh, one day, right? So what are three things that you need to get you back on track once you start getting lazy because you lack attention, you lack your focus, you lack your energy, you manage your time, energy, and effort poorly. Okay. Just like in the pool, you know, I was swimming, dragging my, it was too much drag. My heart rate increased, my fatigue set in. And then Roy says, man, you know what? I can see you reverting back to your old ways. And I want you to think about this in your life, right? And four areas that I look at for my life is my mindset, how I think, what I believe, the little voice that says, hey, you're not good enough. The next one is my meaningful relationship. That's with my wife, my kids, those I lead. My movement, that's my physical body, that's my health, that's my ability to forge my body into a weapon that's able and capable of pushing itself to the limit. And the mindset and movement, you know, really go hand in hand, because when I'm physically challenging myself, I'm growing mentally. It's half the battle is mental. You know, swimming in the pool, there are no headphones. There is no motivation. It's just you in the water and you have to relax. And you know how hard it is to relax when you're swimming, you know, over a mile. It's difficult, but the mindset is what I love about it. The mindset, the reset of your mind, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we have mindset, meaning, movement. And then the last one is your mission. Why do you do what you do? Why are you pursuing excellence? Why are you going after, you know, this role of leadership or in development? Why are you, you know, a parent for your kids? How are you being that? What's your mission in life? Why do you do what you do? You know, and these are four areas that I look at and I ask myself, you know, what habits, behaviors, beliefs, disciplines that I need to create in these areas so that I can continue to grow. And that's why I use this analogy in the concept of 360 leader. I've seen leaders who were great at their position, but they sucked at who they were. Why be good at what you do and suck at who you are? You're great at, you know, telling people what to do, but when it comes time to tell you what to do, yeah, I know those people. I see those people every day. And, you know, when it comes to being a 360 leader, that means that you are thriving personally and professionally. It's easy to go make money. It's easy to stay at the office for 16 hours. But what about when you come home? What about when it's time to have those conversations with your spouse or your kids? How are you leading behind your front door? Because I always say, if you can't lead from behind your front door, you have no business leading outside of it. But yet here we are and we see people do this all the time. And if you're watching this, stop. Jump into the Lead 360 Academy and let me coach you up and get your mind right so you can get your grind right. You know what I'm saying? So there's three things I want to share with you today. Number one, awareness. You have to become aware of your laziness. You have to become aware of when you're tired and you got to figure out, how do I push past that tired? You see, there comes a time where we start getting tired. We start telling ourselves that I can't do it anymore and that, you know, I don't have enough left in the tank. But then this little switch flips on. If you stay through the pain and push past that pain of being tired, you get to that next level that gets you to the finish line. You continue to grind it out. You know, I ran a half marathon about a month ago now. And I remember I had the flu and I remember getting to like mile 8 and I was tired. I couldn't breathe, man. I was coughing up all this stuff and my body was aching. And then, you know, by mile 10, it was like, man, I pushed past all that. I wasn't thinking about that no more. It's like you get a second wind and you know, you're tired. I get it. That's physical. But if your mental game is on point, what happens is you push that physical boundary, you push beyond limits. And I ran it, you know, 2 hours and 3 minutes for a half marathon. And when I got done and I turned my brain off, then my body just fell apart. I don't recommend it for anybody, but I'm just saying you have to push past tired, because if you do not, you fall back into those habits, those beliefs, those behaviors. That lack of discipline has probably gotten you the crappy results that you've got in your life that you've had. Every time I think about all the results that I had in my life that were not, you know, they were less than favorable, it was simply because this, I lacked awareness of my energy and my focus. We live in a world that's distracted today. And most people will not grasp this concept of awareness because their focus is on what's happening on the news and what's happening on social media, what everybody else is doing. Focus on you. Focus on what you need to do so that you don't end up in the wrong direction. Awareness is the number one thing. This is where, you know, I had to realize that, hey, I'm working harder than I need to. I'm dragging my legs and my body, upper body is doing all the work and you can't sustain this. I had to be aware that my heart rate was too high and that I was getting tired. You know, and that's why, you know, I was fortunate for Roy, because he was standing outside the pool and looking down and he was like, I can see the drag and you're working way too hard, harder than you need to. He helped me become aware. And so maybe you need a mentor or a coach or somebody who's a leader who's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because it's easy when people are telling you, man, you look so good. You're in shape. You're doing great. But I want those kind of people that say, hey, man, like, you can be better. You can do better. You deserve better. But you got to work for it. I appreciate people that tell me what I need to hear opposed to what I want to hear. You know, back in the day, I wanted to hear these things because I wanted validation. The only person that can validate you is you. And so stop looking for people to tell you what you want to hear. Start finding people that tell you what you need to hear. That little kick in the ass when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So that's number one, awareness. Number two, action. You have to be committed to taking action. Once you are aware of the things that are stopping you, you have to take relentless action to get rid of those things, those people, those behaviors, those habits. It's daily action. And it's not just, you know, one time deal. It's every single day. You have to take action in a different direction if you're going to change your course. You can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expect the same result. I think that's the definition of insanity. And so once you become aware, you have to take action. And most people fall short here because they become aware of it and then they don't take action because they say, well, I don't know how, or I'm not sure. What you're saying is, I don't have the confidence that I am able to do this. I don't have the confidence in myself that I can change my situation. I don't have the confidence in myself to push forward. And then what that does is breed that victim mentality. I've been there. And I help people do that now, is take action regardless of how they feel. This is called discipline. And when you have this mindset that I'm going to take action because the pain of staying still is greater than the pain of pushing forward, then you will reach your purpose. Then you will reach your potential. But see, most people in this action part, they just rather stand still or sweep it under the rug and expect for it to go away. And here's the truth. It never will. It will follow you. It will haunt you. It will kill your dreams no matter how old or young you are. I let this happen, you know, most of my childhood and well into my late 20s. And I'm still on this road to progression. It's not perfection. I don't have it all figured out, but what I'm doing is I'm learning every single day. That's why I push myself every single day so that I can continue to uncover and reveal these weaknesses in my life so that I can kill those weaknesses and become stronger mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. And this Ironman, I tell you what, in the pool swimming, it's revealing to myself my weakness more and more, because I'm sitting there thinking the whole time as I'm swimming, my mind is just, you know, going crazy until I control it and focus it on my breath. And then I meditate, you know, as I'm swimming. It's like a big meditation. When I'm running, you know, 10, 15 miles, I used to tell myself that I never could do that. I would never be able to do that. And here we are. So you see, you have to be able to continually be in this process of evolution. Because if not, you become irrelevant. And that's the last thing you want to do, especially if you're in leadership. So taking action, okay? The third one, accountability. You have to find someone. You have to find people that are going to be in your corner. They're going to push you and get you to where you want to go, but also believe in you when you don't believe in yourself, and then tell you when you're screwing up. You need accountability. This is so important. You know, in the Lead 360 Academy, you know, most of the people in there, the biggest thing that they love about it is the accountability piece. They love the community. They love being around people who are growth minded. You know, it's not common for people to go to work or to be in their social circle and talk about growing and being better. Usually they're talking about the good old days or, you know, all the drama that's happening in life. You need to get around people who are talking about growth. How am I becoming a better person, a better spouse, a better, you know, a better parent? How am I becoming better in my health? What are my goals? And you need people to celebrate you, because here's the thing. What I found is that usually whenever you tell your wins to people, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear about your losses. They want to hear the drama. They want to hear whenever you fall down. So it makes them feel better about themselves. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to grow and help grow you. And so you need accountability. That's the, you know, if I had to say one thing that's gotten me to where I'm at today and that keeps me in the game, it's this accountability piece. It's having people in my life that call me out on my BS, that tell me when I'm not good enough, that tell me when I am good enough, that celebrate my wins, that help me whenever I feel like I took a loss. You have to have these people. And so, you know, if that's you and you want to join Elite 360 Academy, I'll put the link down below and you can check it out. And if it's not for you, no big deal. Like I said, the money doesn't change my life, but it could change yours, you know. And, you know, that's something that I love doing every week, you know, and having that group of people in my life that helps me grow, and we grow together. And so here's the thing. Remember that willpower is finite. Okay. It's not infinite, but it's finite. It meaning you can rely on willpower, but it will diminish over time. As your energy decreases, your willpower decreases. So you have to fortify this discipline, behavior, habit, and then lifestyle. You have to get to where this is a lifestyle. This is who you are. This is the person you're becoming. And when you take on that identity, then you operate regardless of how you feel. Okay. Systems and structure, right? You need systems and structure in order to be successful. Okay. The three S's: system, structure, success. Okay. Fail to plan to fail. Okay. So you have to be very clear on what it is that you're doing, what it is that you want to have, and who do you need to be in the process to becoming, of becoming, to achieve those things. Everybody says, you know, I want to do this, Anthony, I want to speak on stages, or I want to, you know, be a better leader. Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to become a better leader so you can have more influence, impact, and income? You see, a lot of people think that if they have something, they can be somebody. No. You might get or receive something. You might achieve something. You might have, you know, momentary success, but in order to make it last, right, you have to become that person that's able to hold it and maintain it and nurture it. All right. Once you're able to execute, right, to a daily tactic. So what we do is we do 90-day goals, monthly checkpoints, weekly targets, and then daily tactics. Once you're able to execute on these daily tactics, you know, every daily, you know, for a period of time, the first 30 days are crucial, right? But once you're able to execute on these tactics daily, then we slowly add things on top so that it becomes a lifestyle. So it's, you know, habits, behaviors, habits, and then lifestyle. And so once you have these daily tactics in your life, you're able to, you know, create the awareness piece, the action piece, and then the accountability piece. And that kind of solidifies the success sandwich. And now you're able to add other things on. The problem with most people is that they try to do too much at one time. You just see, whenever I was swimming, I wasn't doing 2,100 meters right out the gate. It was 50 meters, and then it was 400 meters, and then it was 1,000 meters, and now it's 2,100 meters. And I got 12 weeks to go. And so I'm constantly building on that, right? And so the same thing goes for our habits in our life. When we get tired and we get exhausted and we start reverting back to our old ways, becoming aware of it and just taking little bitty, you know, changes, little bitty ticks in the other direction, what happens is that we begin to change everything. We begin to shift our course. And over time, that course corrects. And now we're able to make those big shifts in our life. And when chaos ensues or big problems show up, we're able to see the possibilities through the problems. We're able to turn those obstacles into opportunities. And so the biggest thing is just thinking about, who do I need to become? Okay. When I get tired, when I get fatigued, and I fall back to my old ways, how do I become aware? How do I take action? And who do I need to keep me accountable? You do this, and I promise you, you can shift your life and you can become aware of the possibilities in you as a person, as a leader, as a spouse, as a parent, in all aspects. And then you can encompass that 360 leader mentality.